From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. Your day is coming. That was the message from President Bush to Cuban dissidents today, more than a year after the ailing Fidel Castro ceded power to his brother. The president delivered his comments to the State Department today. On one hand, his speech was a blistering attack on Cuba's government. On another, it was an attempt to rally the world to help Cuban dissidents seize this moment. Critics say the administration doesn't have the influence to change Cuba's course, and the president has missed the boat. Here's NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
With the families of jailed dissidents by his side and Cuban-born members of Congress cheering him on, President Bush said he believes the day is coming when Cubans will be able to chart their own course, and he had a message for Cubans who might be listening.
I leave you with a hope, a dream, and a mission. Viva Cuba Libre.
The president's rhetoric was tough. He said of Cuba, the socialist paradise is a tropical gulag. And he said there are horrors still unknown that once revealed will shock the conscience of humanity and shame the regime's defenders. This was, in many ways, an attempt by President Bush to get other countries to do more to support Cuba's dissident movement.
And now is the time for the world to put aside its differences and prepare for Cuba's transition to a future of freedom and progress and promise. The dissidents of today will be the nation's leaders tomorrow. And when freedom finally comes, they will surely remember who stood with them.
But as for policy changes that would bring the U.S. more in line with other countries, the president offered little. He said that he will keep the U.S. embargo on Cuba in place as long as, in his words, the Cuban regime maintains its monopoly over political and economic life on the island. President Bush said he would let private charities give Cubans computers if Cuba changes its internet policy, and he said the U.S. would set up a fund to help rebuild Cuba, though the money won't be available until Cuba adopts fundamental freedoms. And though he won lots of applause from Cuba watchers inside the room, those outside have serious doubts.
The administration probably feels like it's out of the game and it wants to get back in.
That's Phil Peters of the Lexington Institute, a think tank in Virginia.
The administration expected that its policy of sanctions, aid to the dissidents and radio broadcasts was going to change Cuba. That didn't happen. They assumed that when Fidel Castro left office suddenly, that that was a turning point, and it turned out not to be. Raul Castro has now basically accomplished a succession of power in Cuba, and he's governing.
And the U.S., Peter says, is left on the sidelines, with no real contacts with Cuban officials and no academic exchanges or people-to-people contacts, which have been curtailed by the Bush administration.
In a way, we're reaping what we've sown. We've tried to isolate Cuba, and in fact we have, but we've also isolated America from Cuba, and now I think the administration is lamenting that we're on the sidelines and we don't have much influence.
Even before the president spoke today, Fidel Castro responded in one of his open letters. He complained that President Bush is obsessed with Cuba. A White House spokeswoman said the U.S. will take that as a compliment and pointed out that the president is obsessed with human rights. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.